Hey, Romy, before we get to the callers, there was a vote in Washington, D.C. that was significant this past week. Did you see it?
I didn't. I've been on the road. I haven't seen any news, but I usually don't see any news.
Every senator and every representative, Democrat, Republican, Independent, every one of them voted yes. An absolute.
Well, I can tell you this. I know it's not about their decreasing their benefits that they personally get as a senator. So I know it's not about that.
It was not about that. They were in complete unity on one thing. I just think that's a rainbow moment for all of America. Can you imagine complete unanimity on one issue?
Did they give themselves a raise?
No, but it was to continue spending money.
I knew it.
Not one of them, not one of them voted to say, can we just stop and reassess? Absolutely perfect unanimity. Unbelievable, huh? Golly. But you hear so much negative about what's going on there. There's something positive. They're all united on that.
That's the way I look at it, as a glass half full.
Oh, man. Well, we've got Carol and Mike on the phone here, Rosie on the house, and we also have a line open for you. We're taking your calls as Romy and I are in the CAF Country Studios up in Flagstaff. Jennifer, my wife, sweet Jen, is in the studio down in Phoenix, still taking your calls. She's our call screener. Mike Reese is our broadcast engineer, pulling off the Rosie on the House program. If you'd like to visit with us or share with us whatever remodeling or maintenance project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And if you're contemplating hiring a contractor for a remodeling project anytime in the near future, you've got to stay tuned for the 10 o'clock hour, because I, along with a couple other Rosie certified remodeling experts from across Arizona, will be visiting on the topic of how to keep a job on schedule. We'll be visiting with Tom Riley of Renovations up in Prescott, and John Reuter from Assurance Builders down in Tucson actually won't be able to join us because he's in a relative's wedding right now. But he did send me all his talking points on the topic. So with all that said, in the 10 o'clock hour, let's get back to the 9 o'clock hour where it's open line and we take your calls. Let's welcome Carol into the conversation. Good morning, Miss Carol.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions, and I'm also open to anything else you want to offer me about getting my house painted. I've had four companies come out, two off of your list and two that were recommended otherwise.
Okay.
And one of them said they just kind of added it. I didn't ask. I was waiting to get all the bids, and I'd look at them all at once. And he said, we expect a 50% down payment. And I wanted to know if that is normal. And my other question was, and I have a reason for asking this. Someone I know recently had their house painted, not by any of these companies, but they urinated on the wall and it left a stain. So where do they go to the bathroom?
You know that is a great question. Yeah, you'd like to think that they'll do that on the way to the job in the morning. And then if there's a break during the morning or a lunch period, that they'd be able to then, you know, take care of it during those break times. When we do a remodeling job, we actually move a J-John onto the property. But that's kind of unrealistic for just a painting project.
Most tradesmen know which Circle K's have public bathrooms.
Yes, that's right. That's
and,
right.
And how far from the job
they're all
they
mapped
are.
Onto their GPS system. That's for sure. So that is not unusual, but it is certainly not acceptable. Now, in the four quotes you have, Carol, do they all want a deposit of some size?
Well, no, I don't have the fourth one yet, so I kind of want to wait till I have them all. But one just mentioned it verbally, that a 50% upfront payment would be required. So I was wondering, what's the industry standard?
I'm guessing that's not far off. Depending on the size of the job, it would be anywhere between 25 and 50%. The larger jobs would probably tend to be the 25%. The smaller jobs would tend to be the 50%.
Okay, because it is a 21.50 square foot house plus the fence, so it's not a huge job.
And you're having the outside painted?
Exterior, yeah.
Exterior, is it single story?
Yes.
Okay, are you seeing bids of between, like, $4,200 to $6,000?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what's going to make the difference, Carol, is how much prep they're going to give you. That's mm-hmm. going to make all the difference. And don't just go for that low bid. And ask them what paint they're using. You want 100% acrylic exterior. You want the house power washed. You want fascias brushed and scraped, all loose paint taken off. Those spots then need to be primed. Two good coats of paint applied back. Ask them specifically what their definition of two coats is, okay? Because some guys take a sprayer and they spray horizontally, left to right, left to right, left to right, and then they spray vertically up and down, up and down, up and down, and they call that two coats. That is not two coats of paint.
That's one coat, and it's a
bad one coat. You want to make sure that they're – is the house stucco?
Yes.
Okay. You want to make sure when you ask them about define to me your two coats, they will need to use the word back roll. If you don't hear that in their answer, that isn't someone you want painting your house, okay?
So you actually recommend that for every house?
There's absolutely.
No point where you would not recommend the back rolling?
None. There's never a point I would say don't back roll.
Okay, there's only one of them mentioned that to me verbally, and he said that's extra.
Yeah, and it could be. I mean, someone trying to be super competitive could paint and with the airless, and it would look good for a little while, but it doesn't give you the amount of body of paint that you need on the wall to really keep a waterproof jacket on your stucco home. Stucco is not waterproof. You have to depend on the paint to do that. And then I wouldn't mind asking them what brand of paint they're using as well.
I already have my paint chosen, and the HOA, you know, has colors that are required, so I'll just go with their brand unless you tell me Dunn Edwards is not what you would recommend.
Dunn Edwards is fine. I will have to tell you it isn't on the very top of my list, but it's good paint.
What is at the top of your list?
I like PPG. I like Sherwin-Williams. Dunn Edwards, depending on certain colors, has had a dilemma with some fading issues. So...
Oh, good to know, because, I mean, they can always color match it. It doesn't matter as long as it's the exact same color.
Right. They're probably still in the top three quality.
Oh, yeah. They are. They are a good paint. Is it a lighter desert natural earth tone, or is it a dark color?
It's a kind of a cool beige.
Okay. Well, that's a color that's going to show fading a whole lot less than like a deep, you know, burgundy or chocolate brown or something like that. So,
okay. Yeah, well, so anything else I should look for?
No, I would ask them to define what a two-coat means and ask them specifically on how they're going to prep any of the wood fascia and how they're going to treat where the stucco meets any dissimilar material, like the bird blocking at the top of the wall, the window frames at each window, the door jams around every exterior door. How are they going to treat the exterior electrical receptacles? Dig for those kinds of details. And the more you talk to them and the more you ask questions, you'll hear who's the best qualified, who's the best prepared, and who gave you the best paint job estimate to start with.
We appreciate the call and make sure.
Painting 101.
A lot of people give us a hard time because we recommend, you know, at max 10 years for exterior paint. And, you know, there's a lot of people that say you can get it a lot longer. But, and you can. I mean, it'll stay there for years, but it's not going to be any good.
Right.
It'll be flaking and chalking and peeling off. And the longer you let paint go, the biggest part of any paint job is the amount of prep. Well, if you let it go and it starts flake and calcify, the amount of prep you're going to go in there.
Right. Was, right.
Could have bought you two or three paint jobs by the time they're done with getting it all removed and then repriming it and then repainting it. You know, you won't have to prime if you keep consistent on that 8 to 10 years of reapplying your paint. And that saves a lot of time and money and material.
90% of the exterior paint jobs on stucco homes below the Mogollon Rim in Arizona has quit doing the job it's supposed to be doing after about 5 or 6 years. So we have said for years, to really protect your home, repaint the stucco every 6 to 7 years. People thought we were nuts. They thought we were pimping for the paint companies. It really aggravated me. I had to defend myself on more than one occasion. I even had to go out to a couple people's homes. And if you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts and buy one of those red mechanic shop rags, mm-hmm. and take it home and just rub the stucco with that rag on the outside of your house, and if you fill that rag with a bunch of pigment, your paint is sunburned. You should get no pigment off when you go outside and rub your stucco. If you do, you have lost the water repellent characteristics of the paint, and moisture is infiltrating your house to some degree. Now, there are new paints out. In particular, Sherwin-Williams has come out with a paint that one of our certified painters says if you use this paint, we'll guarantee your paint job for 10 years.
Ooh.
So, brand new. It's a brand new product.
And just now, 10 years. So, it's
So, paint's one of those issues we get a lot of arguments on how often you should or shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So, stick with us on this recommendation. I promise you, you schedule. You know, she had 2,100 square feet. You're going to figure about $2 a square foot plus the price of the wall. Just budget that into your home maintenance, and you'll have a much better cared for home. It'll be Rosie certified.